The job market is finally showing some signs of strength. The Labor Department said today more than 300,000 jobs were created in March, the biggest increase in 4 years. The government also said job creation was stronger than previously estimated. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The government said the nation's unemployment rate actually ticked up by a tenth of a percentage point to 5.7%, but the more closely watched payroll survey told a different story. Practically every sector of the economy gained jobs. Construction employment was up by 71,000. Retail rose 47,000. And for the first time in 44 months, the manufacturing sector didn't lose any jobs.
Thank goodness, finally.
Diane Swank is chief economist at Bank One.
We feel like we've gotten some validation for what economists have been expecting for some time, that there is a job recovery out there, and it's just no longer a dribble. Now there's a flood. We need a flood.
As usual, the government did attach some footnotes to the numbers. The end of the California supermarket strike added about 72,000 jobs to payrolls, and better weather in March helped boost construction hiring. The length of the average work week fell. Economists say that sometimes happens when companies are hiring more and paying their more senior workers less overtime. The healthier payroll numbers are no doubt welcome news for the Bush administration. The president has repeatedly said his tax reductions would lead to an increase in hiring, but the job market has remained stubbornly unresponsive since the cuts were enacted. With today's numbers, the economy has now added about 513,000 jobs this year. The numbers are sure to be watched closely by Federal Reserve policymakers. Interest rates remain low, and Fed officials have shown no sign they want to raise them anytime soon. But a pickup in jobs makes it more likely they'll have to consider a rate hike sooner than many people had expected. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.